The Book of Daniel, number 18, The Hour Key. Takeaways. Introduction. The article discusses the connection between biblical passages in Daniel, Isaiah, and Revelation. It highlights the identification of the whore in Revelation 17 as the Roman Catholic Church in dictionaries published before 1950. The Whore of Tyre in Revelation 17. In Isaiah 23, the Whore of Tyre is linked to the Whore of Revelation, who commits fornication with the kings of the earth. Revelation 17 describes this whore as having Babylon the Great written on her forehead. Historical context. Before 1950, dictionaries correctly identified the woman in Revelation 17 as the Roman Catholic Church. The period from 538 through 1798 was marked by Catholic persecutions. The Declaration of Independence was seen as a rejection of Catholicism and unholy relationships with earthly kings. The prophecy of the whore. Isaiah 23 predicts that the whore would be forgotten for 70 years. Modern search engines no longer define the whore in Revelation 17 as the Catholic Church, as prophesied in Isaiah. The symbolism of kings and kingdoms. In Daniel 2, a king represents a kingdom. The days of one king symbolize the United States as the sixth kingdom of Bible prophecy. The transition from the fifth to the sixth kingdom occurred in 1798 when the deadly wound was inflicted on the whore of Babylon. Revelation 13 and the earth beast. Revelation 13 describes two beasts, one from the sea and one from the earth. The earth beast represents the United States. It began its prophetic rule as the earth beast in 1798. The seashore symbolism. The seashore where John stood in Revelation 13 represents the year 1798. The United States began as a peaceful nation symbolized by a lamb, but later speaks as a dragon. The 70 symbolic years. The 70 symbolic years of the earth beast end with the Sunday Law. The Sunday Law marks the arrival of the mark of the beast in the United States. Nebuchadnezzar's dedication service of the golden image in Daniel 3 symbolizes the Sunday Law, the symbolism of hour. The word hour is significant in Daniel 3 and 4. It represents both the time of a message of coming judgment and the arrival of judgment itself. The hour in Daniel 4 symbolizes the ending of the curses of seven times against Israel. Conclusion. Daniel 3 represents the 70 symbolic years of the earth beast in Revelation 13. The Sunday Law is symbolized by Nebuchadnezzar's dedication of the golden image. The hour in Daniel 3 signifies the arrival of the mark of the beast. The article hints at a future discussion of the hour in the context of Daniel 3 and its implications. Inspiration is clear that chapter 3 of Daniel represents the Sunday Law in the United States. In Isaiah chapter 23, the whore of Tyre, who commits fornication with the kings of the earth, is the whore of Revelation that commits fornication with the kings of the earth. In Revelation 17, that whore has Babylon the Great written on her forehead. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Revelation 17:4-5. Before 1950, English dictionaries correctly identified the woman represented in these two verses as the Roman Catholic Church. The whole world knew after the dark ages of Catholic persecutions that were accomplished from 538 through 1798 that the Roman Church was the whore who commits fornication with the kings of the earth. The Declaration of Independence was designed as a rejection of the rule of Catholicism and also the rule of the earthly kings that had formed unholy relationships with the whore. Isaiah chapter 23 identifies that the whore would be forgotten. You would never find the definition of the whore of Revelation 17 as the Catholic Church in any modern search engines, for God's word never fails, and God's word states that she would be forgotten. And it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre shall be forgotten 70 years, according to the days of one king. After the end of 70 years shall Tyre sing as an harlot. Take an harp, go about the city, thou harlot that hast been forgotten. Make sweet melody, sing many songs, that thou mayest be remembered. And it shall come to pass after the end of 70 years, that the Lord will visit Tyre, and she shall turn to her hire, and shall commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. And her merchandise and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord. It shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her merchandise shall be for them that dwell before the Lord, to eat sufficiently and for durable clothing. Isaiah 23:15-18. God's word never fails, and since 1798 the whore has been forgotten, but in the last days she will be remembered. She is remembered when God's seventh-day Sabbath is attacked, and it is the one commandment of the Ten Commandments that was always to be remembered. She is remembered when she takes her harp, travels around the city, and makes sweet melodies and many songs. She sings her songs at the end of 70 years, that are the days of one king. A king, according to Daniel chapter 2, is a kingdom. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. Daniel 2:38. A head or a king are both symbols of a kingdom. The kingdom that is represented by the days of one king is the United States. The United States began its prophetic rule as the earth beast when the deadly wound was delivered to the whore of Babylon in 1798. It continues as the sixth kingdom of Bible prophecy until the Sunday law. The literal kingdom of Bible prophecy that actually ruled for 70 years was Babylon. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon my servant, and will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and an hissing, and perpetual desolations. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon, and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations. Jeremiah 25:9-12. Literal Babylon ruled for 70 years, typifying the kingdom in the last days, which will reign for 70 symbolic years. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, attacked Judah 3 times. The first attack was against Jehoiakim, and the 70 years of Jeremiah's prophecy then began. It ended with the death of Belshazzar, when God punished the king of Babylon, as he had punished King Jehoiakim in the beginning of the 70 years. The prophetic kingdom that is represented as days of one king, one kingdom, as 70 years, was Babylon, and the kingdom of Bible prophecy that rules for the 70 symbolic years during the time when the whore of Tyre is forgotten is the earth beast of Revelation 13. The transition from the 5th to 6th kingdom of Bible prophecy in 1798 is part of the truth that John is illustrating in Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Revelation 13:1-11. The seashore which John stood upon in Revelation chapter 13 represents 1798. At the time when the papacy, robbed of its strength, was forced to desist from persecution, John beheld a new power coming up to echo the dragon's voice and carry forward the same cruel and blasphemous work. This power, the last that is to wage war against the church and the law of God, is represented by a beast with lamb-like horns. The beasts preceding it had risen from the sea, but this came up out of the earth, representing the peaceful rise of the nation which it symbolized, the United States. Signs of the Times, February 8, 1910. The beast from the sea was divided by the sand of the sea from the beast of the earth. The 5th kingdom of Bible prophecy in 1798, the seashore, represented past history, and the 6th kingdom was future history. The Millerites did not see this truth. William Miller was given insight into the dragon power of paganism and its relationship with the following kingdom represented as the beast of Catholicism. Revelation 13 opens up the story of the false prophet, That is the third of the three powers which lead the world to Armageddon. The story begins on the seashore of 1798. The United States begins its history with the symbolism of the lamb, but ends its history speaking as a dragon. The history of the symbolic 70 years of the reign of the earth beast is represented in one verse, in chapter 13 of Revelation. For the verse identifies both the beginning and ending of the earth beast in the same sentence. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Revelation 13:11. When the United States speaks as a dragon, it passes the Sunday law. Before it accomplishes the enforcement of Sunday worship, the apostate churches of Protestantism will come together and take political control of the apostate government, as they form the image of the beast. When inspiration identifies, and it does so repeatedly, that Nebuchadnezzar's dedication service of the golden image represents the Sunday law, it is marking the end of the 70 symbolic years of the earth beast. Daniel chapters 1 through 3 represent the three angels' messages of Revelation chapter 14. The third angel becomes a living truth at the Sunday law. Prophetically, chapters 1 through 3 in the book of Daniel represent the 70 symbolic years of the earth beast of Revelation 13. The dietary test represented in chapter 1 and the symbolism of Jehoiakim identify that chapter 1 prophetically begins at the empowerment of the first angel, either on August 11, 1840, or on September 11, 2001, in the history of the third angel. Babylon is the nation that ruled for 70 years, and those years represents the history of the United States. Babylon's 70 years did not conclude until well after Nebuchadnezzar's dedication of the golden image, but prophetically, the 70 symbolic years that Isaiah employs in chapter 23 ends in chapter 3 of Daniel. When Nebuchadnezzar's orchestra plays the music for the dedication ceremony, the mark of the beast is enforced, and at that time the whore of Tyre and of Babylon begins to sing her songs to the kings of the earth, while apostate Israel bows and dances. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Daniel 3 verses 1-7. At that time, or in that same hour, which is the Sunday law in the United States, anyone who refuses to worship the golden image will be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. The only book in the Old Testament that contains the word translated as hour is the book of Daniel. The word hour in chapter 3 represents the arrival of the mark of the beast. The word hour also represents the message of the first angel in chapter 4. For it, there symbolizes the warning to Nebuchadnezzar of the coming hour of God's judgment. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonied for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, "Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee." Belteshazzar answered and said, "My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies." Daniel 4:19. Daniel presented the warning to Nebuchadnezzar of his coming hour of God's judgment that Nebuchadnezzar later rejected. The hour, in chapter 4, when used again in the chapter, then represents the hour that the judgment arrived. In Millerite history, the first hour in chapter 4 would represent the arrival of the first angel in 1798. That message was fulfilled when the investigative judgment began on October 22, 1844. The hour in chapter 4 is first a symbol of a message of coming judgment, and then it is employed as the symbol that the judgment has arrived. The first use of the word hour represents 1798 and the arrival of the first angel, and the second use represents October 22, 1844 and the arrival of the third angel. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. Daniel 4:33. The hour in chapter 4 is therefore a symbol of both 1798 and 1844, which are the ending points for the two curses of seven times against the northern, beginning in 723 BC, and southern, beginning in 677 BC, kingdoms of Israel. Those two curses, representing 2,520 years of scattering and slavery, represent the execution of God's first and last indignation against his apostate people. They both started with God's judgment, and their respective endings represent the warning message of God's approaching investigative judgment, or the arrival of the investigative judgment. Both of the judgments represented by the ending of the two judgments of seven times are represented by the word hour in Daniel chapter 4. In Millerite history, the hour represents the beginning of the movement at the time of the end in 1798, when the first angel arrived, and the second hour in chapter 4 represents the end of the movement, when the third angel arrived on October 22, 1844. The Millerite movement of the first angel is repeated in the movement of the third angel, so the two usages of hour in chapter 4 also mark the time of the end in 1989, and also the soon-coming Sunday law. The Millerite movement of the first angel announced the opening of the investigative judgment, and the movement of the third angel announces the opening of God's executive judgment, which is progressive, beginning at the Sunday law and continuing and escalating until the second coming of Christ. We will continue our study of Daniel chapter 3 and conclude our consideration of the word hour in the next article. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10, verse 16 to 28.